Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode.
But as you're here, notice the print of yourself on the floor. Like thinking about this imprint that you make, the areas of you that meet the floor. As if you have this beautiful paint on the back of you.
Hello, and welcome to episode 62 of the Sarah B. Yoga Podcasts. I'm Sarah Baumert, your host and teacher. I teach a slow alignment-based yoga practice influenced by my training in the Feldenkrais method. Today's class is actually a more classic Feldenkrais lesson. It is titled Head Under the Tunnel, a Novel Alternative to Full Wheel Pose. It's a class that will inform the yoga pose Urdhva Dhanurasana or Full Wheel. This is not a yoga class, though. This is a full Feldenkrais lesson, so please approach this class with ease. You will repeat the directions slowly, and this is different from yoga, where you may arrive in an asana and then stay there. So instead, we're moving in and out of the shapes and never pushing
not necessarily trying to reach an end goal or a shape, but really paying attention to the quality and the ease in which you can move. So if you like this class or you're curious about this class, you can find more Feldenkrais audio on my website. You can also find a schedule of the live online classes and self-paced yoga and Feldenkrais courses, many of which include video. And those can be found over at body-matter.com. So let's get started here. If you do enjoy these podcasts, please leave a quick review on iTunes, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. These podcasts are a free resource, and I am keeping them free from any ads. So there is a link in the show notes if you would like to donate to help keep these podcasts coming. All right, let's get started with this lesson.
Okay, so please stand, and you can stand facing any direction, preferably not towards the screen, just so that your eyes can be out on some kind of horizon line and noticing where that is. When you look out into the space, how tall do you feel? What's your sense of the height, the distance between the feet, all the way up to not only your eyes, but also the top of the head? And then any other sensations that you feel in standing, something that shows up for you, that sticks out for you, that could be a pleasant sensation, that could be a familiar, unpleasant sensation, just noticing what it is. And if it's familiar, and if it is familiar, you know, is there a habit kind of energy about how you relate to it? Great. And then just take a few steps about your space, just walking a bit about your space. You can kind of go out of the room and then come back in, just a sense walking this morning. Not changing your walking or feeling like you need to walk a certain way, just an easy walk. Okay, and now come back to your mat and we'll lie on the back. And this lesson will mostly be a back lying lesson. If you're choosing to put something underneath your head, see if it can be flat, so that it doesn't disrupt your head from being able to roll or respond to the other things that you're doing with your body. So begin by lying with your legs long, if that's comfortable. And if you are choosing to put something underneath your head, you might notice what height you're choosing and if that is a habit. And over the lesson, it's possible you won't need quite as much of a lift, so you can play with that. But as you're here, notice the print of yourself on the floor. Like thinking about this imprint that you make, the areas of you that meet the floor. As if you have this beautiful paint on the back of you. And as you're lying on your back, what do you notice about this imprint? What information do you get? What do you receive from the floor? So the back of your head, for example, is it a point? Is it a line? Is it a larger surface on the floor? How does it feel, the back of your head? What about your two shoulders? Are there very particular pointed areas that you feel meet the floor? Are the shoulders more spread? What shape does the right shoulder blade and the left shoulder blade make as it meets the floor, that imprint? And you might notice a difference between the two. Sensing your chest from behind, how the back of your chest and your ribs meet the floor. Noticing if your breathing changes that sensation of meeting the floor deeper at a certain point of your breath. And then come down to your lower back, comparing the right side of the lower back and the left side of the lower back. The shape of your spine in this area. And the pelvis. Continuing to gather information about this imprint or this stamp that you make on the floor, comparing the right side of the pelvis and the left side of the pelvis. And noticing the parts of your legs that meet the floor. Maybe some parts of the thighs and the backs of your calves. Your heels. And as you continue to observe this print that you make on the floor, bend your right knee and stand your right foot. And begin to very lightly emphasize the print of the sole of your right foot onto the floor. So you press the right foot into the floor and let it go. You can slowly press and then quickly let go of that press. Pressing the right foot into the floor. Noticing what kind of information you gather from this pressure down into the floor with the foot. Does it shift your pelvis, roll or tilt your pelvis, or change the shape of your spine, the imprint that you feel on the back of you? Keeping the breathing easy. And now keep your right foot standing, but you can pause the pressure and bring your right arm towards the ceiling. We're going to work with a position of the arms that in yoga is the preparation for full wheel pose. We're not fully going there, but so you'll bend your right elbow and bring your right hand to the floor somewhere near your right ear. And we're going to work to make this position comfortable for you. So you place the right palm on the floor, again, somewhere between your right ear and your right shoulder. The right elbow is towards the ceiling. Now, if that's not happy for your wrist, you can play with making a fist with your right hand. And you get to start to play also with the direction that the fingers are pointing. So your right knee and your right elbow are similarly pointed towards the ceiling. And start to think about lifting your right hip by pressing your right foot into the floor. So you push the right foot down and feel if the right hip can begin to gently lift, rolling the pelvis a little to the left, and then you come back. And as you do that, you keep the right knee in the same direction. So the right knee continues to point towards the ceiling. So push the right foot a little bit into the floor, let your pelvis roll to the left, and then you come back and repeat that a few times. Good. So you're allowing your left side to receive the information. The left leg can roll. You can really take the weight on your left side. Good. And then bring the right hip down. Keep your right hand and foot as they are. And now begin to think about lifting your right shoulder from the floor, the right shoulder, the scapula. And just play for a moment. What kind of actions could you do to move the right shoulder away from the floor? That's right. Yeah, feeling a kind of turning or softening in your chest. And when something leaves the floor, another part of us usually moves deeper into the floor. So feeling, even if you're doing a very small movement, taking just a little bit of weight out of the right shoulder, when you do that, what part pushes down? Like maybe it's your right hand, but maybe there's another part of you also that starts to go deeper into the floor that can support that. Notice how you're breathing. Great. And now lift both your right hip and your right shoulder. So the right hip and the right shoulder move away from the floor. It will roll you to the left, and then you come back to that home base. And try that a few times, noticing where your right knee and your right elbow are in space. So the right knee and the right elbow, if you think of them as a point, they move away from one another as you're lifting the hip and the shoulder. So the whole right side of the back begins to lift away from the floor. You're keeping the right elbow and right knee pointed towards the ceiling. But as you're rolling to the left, can you sense the elbow and the knee start to move away from one another? Notice how you're using your belly. Are you thinking about your belly at all? Good. Okay, let that rest. Take your right leg down and your right arm down. Compare your right side and your left side. And you can rest before I cue a rest. So if the position of the hand, the arm is staying there for that long, doesn't feel like it's useful, like you're not learning anything anymore, then you can always rest for a moment and come back. And notice your breathing. Now come back to the same position. Stand your right foot and bring your right hand to the floor near your ear or your shoulder. And press your right hand into the floor a little bit and see if your elbow elongates a bit. So by pressing with your hand into the floor, does your right elbow move a little away from your knee? Good. And then place your left hand on the right side of your ribs just to observe what's happening there. So your left hand is just there to gather information. Push your right hand into the floor. And by doing that, is something happening with the right side of your ribs or your shoulder? And now together, like before, press the foot and the hand, moving the knee and the elbow away from one another at the same time. And slowly come back down. And you could place your left hand on different parts of your ribs on the right side just for observation. So you're not pulling or pushing with your left hand, just observing. And you feel as you push with your right foot and right hand that the right elbow and knee move away from one another. Great. And as you're lifting the right side, what's happening with your head? Can you allow your head to roll to the left with the rest of you? Great. Okay. Rest your arms. So bring your arms down, but keep your right foot standing. You can take your left arm down also. And just try pressing with your right foot, rolling your pelvis to the left. And as you do it, breathe in and move your belly forward, or think about pushing your belly out. Like you're pressing your belly over to the left side. And then exhale, bring the pelvis down. It's almost as if you are initiating the movement, beginning the movement with this action of the belly coming forward. Good. Okay, let that rest and keep your right foot standing. Bring your right hand back to the position near your ear. And now place your left hand on your right elbow. And with your left hand, move your right elbow a little bit up and down, so meaning in the direction of your feet and then in the direction of the head side of your room. So quite small, not pushing it. But you might find that maybe you can gently bring the wrist into a more comfortable position or a more solid, stable position on the floor. Your right arm is somewhat passive. Your left hand is doing the moving, so that you're looking for a way that this right hand can more easily be on the floor. And if you can direct your fingers towards your legs, your right fingers, you may already have that happening. Great. And now take your elbow a little bit right and left. So your left hand is on your right elbow and you just gently move the elbow a little to one side and the other. Noticing what's happening with your ribs. Great, and slowly let that release. Bring your right arm and your right leg down. And as you rest, notice the two shoulder blades, the right scapula and the left scapula. Comparing the way they meet the floor. And now bend your left knee, stand your left foot. And push the left foot into the floor. Just start to feel that very simple pressure down and release. And then using the pressure of the left foot into the floor, push with the left foot to direct your pelvis to the right, to tip your pelvis or pour your pelvis to the right. Seeing if your belly can be supportive. Can you change the shape of your low back and move the belly forward and over to the right? Does that make the weight of your pelvis feel different in some way? So the foot pushing down and the belly pressing forward, those two movements are working together. Great. And then just let your pelvis rest in the middle. Bring your left arm towards the ceiling and bend your left elbow to bring the left hand to the floor near your left ear. And just noticing, taking a moment with this side, what the arm, the shoulder, the wrist feels like on this side. Shifting the direction the fingers are pointing slightly, looking for that place of optimal comfort. And now notice where your right elbow and your right knee are in space. Think of them as two points. And just begin to move those two points away from one another. That's right. And as you do that, you can start to roll to your right side. So the right knee and the right elbow move away from one another as the right hip and shoulder lift. And the whole front of you begins to lengthen. So as you're rolling to your right side, can you feel the front of your spine or this area from pubic bone up towards your throat that you're lengthening the front of you? Notice how your head reacts to this. Great. Can you roll your head to the right? As you roll your pelvis to the right, feeling the elbow and the knee move away from one another, taking the belly forward. And then coming back to your back. Good. Okay, let's rest. Take your arm and your leg down. Notice your two shoulder blades again. And as you're resting here, sense this distance between your pubic bone in the front, all the way up the front of your abdomen to your sternum, to your throat. And then even up towards the inner cavity of your mouth. And bend your left knee again, stand your left foot, bring your left hand to the floor alongside your ear near your shoulder. How close the hand is to the ear and the shoulder, right? You can play with that as well. You might take it a little bit farther away. And now bring your right hand to your right elbow. And just move with your left arm quite passive. Move your elbow up and down. So in the direction of your feet and in the direction of the head side of your room. And as you do that, how do you notice the scapula and its meeting points with the floor change? And then take your elbow a little right and left. Yeah, you're looking for the amount that's easy, that's possible, sensation that you enjoy, that you can be curious about. Good. And now start to circle, make a circle with the elbow. So your right hand is doing the work to circle the left elbow. It can be a very small circle. Sensing the shoulder blade, and maybe there's some sliding of the shoulder blade along the ribs. And just reverse the circle. And keep feeling, can you sense the movement of the scapula as you're moving the elbow? Good, let that rest, take your arms down. Yeah, you can take your leg down also. And again, compare the two sides. And just roll your head from one side to the other in a very light and easy way. Feeling that it can almost be effortless, the neck muscles can almost be effortless as you roll the head from side to side. Great. And bring your head back to the middle and now stand your left foot again and bring your left hand to the floor near your ear. And start to press the floor with your left foot and left hand, rolling to the right, feeling your knee and your elbow move away from one another And then you come back and just notice if it's any different, if there's any kind of change. Maybe you move a little further or there's a different sense of ease somewhere. The knee and the elbow are always directed towards the ceiling, but they move away from one another. And as you shift your weight to the right, can you also turn your head to the right? Great. And now as you, the next time you roll to the right, right? So you push your left hand and left foot into the floor. Now, as you come back down, can you bring down just your shoulder? So you leave your hip lifted and you bring down just your left shoulder. And then see if you can switch. Lift your left shoulder and bring your left hip down. So go slowly. So simultaneously, the left shoulder lifts as the left hip comes to the floor. And then again, you switch. You lift the hip as the shoulder moves towards the floor. So take a moment, play with this, alternating. And seeing if it can be smooth, so it's not that the hip comes down and then the shoulder lifts, but it's like one continuous movement. And there's some kind of a turning, a rotation happening through your ribs, your chest. Great. Okay, let that rest. Take your arm and leg down. Sense the two sides. Notice your breathing. And now bend your left knee, stand your left foot, and just take your left arm to the ceiling. So your left arm is straight towards the ceiling. So we'll try this alternating with the arm like this for a moment. So push the left foot into the floor, roll yourself to the right, and lift your left arm towards the ceiling. So your left arm gets taller. That's right, your left shoulder lifts. So the left arm is going to stay vertical this whole time. But now can you bring your left hip to the floor, but keep your left shoulder lifted? And then swap it out. So now your hip lifts as your shoulder lowers and the arm stays vertical. Good. And then switching, lift the shoulder as the hip lowers. And again, play with this a few times, feeling that you alternate, dropping the hip as the shoulder is lifted. Great. Notice what's happening with the head and with the eyes. Good. Bring your arm down, bring your leg down. Take a moment to sense the two sides. And now bend your right knee and bring your right hand near your right ear or shoulder. And see how that is for your right arm, your wrist. Is it getting any easier, more familiar? And press with your right foot and your right hand, rolling a little to the left and rolling the head to the left also. Going back and forth like that a few times. Just noticing the kind of information that you're gathering. One side might feel easier or more familiar, more smooth. Maybe things are changing along the way. And so think about your right arm right now as if it's making this little tunnel where there's a gap, right? This negative space. And as you roll your head to the left, notice the back of your head in relation to that tunnel that your right arm is making. And as you roll yourself to the left and your head to the left, as you're looking to the left side of your room, can you start to take the back of your head back, meaning that your chin will move a little away from your chest and the back of your head will move towards that gap or tunnel of the right arm. Now, the tunnel might not be big enough for your head, so you could shift a little bit where your hand is to make the tunnel possible for your head to go through. And, this is all directional. We're not going to a destination. We're not trying to reach a specific destination. So all the cues are directional and it could be very small. That's right. And as you take the back of your head back, feel this distance between pubic bone all the way up to your throat, the front of the torso getting longer. And the right elbow and the right knee travel away from one another as you roll to the left. Good. Okay, let that all rest if you're not resting already. And again, compare the right and the left side and, does it make sense to ask you if you feel any difference between the right and the left? How do you sense your eyes, the right eye compared to the left eye, the two sides of your face? Along your neck. Now bend your left knee, stand your left foot, and place your left hand somewhere alongside your ear and shoulder. Press the hand and the foot into the floor and begin to roll to the right, turning the head to the right with the rest of the body. And just begin to look for the right timing to start to move your head back. So you don't have to move your head back yet. First, getting a sense of this rolling to the right, you know, almost as if you're lying on your right side. So your back, your spine is really free. It's no longer constrained by the floor. And as you're on your right side, you can always move your right arm if you're rolling over the right arm. As you're on your right side, feeling the relationship of the back of your head to this gap or tunnel that your left arm is making. And how could you shape your whole spine to be able to make this easy, smooth movement to bring your head back towards the tunnel? Taking your belly forward, lengthening this space from pubic bone up to throat. So making that area longer, that's right. Yeah, as you take your head back, you might even look upward in the direction of your eyebrows with your eyes. Letting your mouth soften, your mouth could even open as you move your head back and you open through the front of yourself. Good. Let that rest. Take your arm and your leg down. And sense now how you meet the floor. Compare the two sides. Observe how your head meets the floor. Is it a point, a line, a larger mass that's on the floor? And the way that your head is positioned on the spine, sense this distance between your pubic bone up to your throat. And in a very lazy way, bend your knees and roll to your side. And keep your head heavy. Use your hands to press yourself up to sit and make your way to stand. And again, you can face any direction and just notice standing now. If you take your eyes out to the horizon line, sensing how tall you feel, this distance in the front of you from your pubic bone up towards your throat, the way you sense your head resting on your spine. Good. And then just take a walk. And again, sensing walking, not changing your walk or correcting anything, just seeing what you notice.
And that is the end of today's lesson. Please see if you can stay curious about the sensations you're feeling and continue to stay curious about them into the rest of your day. Thank you so much. Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can, give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.